ABC Radio Australia.
Every day this week, we'll be listening to the voices of people who helped shape a newly independent Papua New Guinea. They share their experiences of Independence Day, the formation of PNG, and their hopes for the country's future. They were interviewed for the documentary One Country, which was jointly produced by the ABC and NBC and is being broadcast in both countries. First up, we're going to hear from a man who embodies the connection between PNG and Australia, legendary broadcaster Sean Dorney. He started out on loan to the NBC before becoming one of the ABC's longest-serving correspondents in PNG. Oh, and he captained the national men's rugby league team, the Kumuls, as well.
The militant family terrorised from the Papua New Guinea government.
Storm surges can
be based in Bougainville.
Finding riches.
20 years at the helm.
Sean Dorney in Rabaul. Sean Dorney on Manus Island.
Sean Dorney, Port Moresby.
I spent three terrific years, actually, up there working for the NBC and ended up playing for the national side for 2 years, and on my last appearance captaining the Kumuls, which was an extraordinary thing for someone who wasn't even a citizen of the country.
And the best thing I ever did in my entire life was meet this one here.
My wife, Pauline, I took an immediate interest in her, which for some time she did not reciprocate. But eventually, I broke her down and we ended up getting married in 1976. And we've got two kids and now three fabulous grandkids. So it's been a wonderful relationship. And Pauline's been an absolute tower of strength. As a journalist, being there in those years leading up to independence and then immediately after, that was when I was working for the NBC. I just found it to be just an absolutely, bewildering but fascinating and interesting place. There was a real sense of expectation and hope. It was, a very, very exciting time, and I got to travel around, the country with some of the leaders. I got to know Michael Somare and Julius Chan. Yimbaki Okuk. I don't think I met one of those significant Papua New Guinean leaders who I didn't like. I, got to know Michael Somare really well. His political party, the Pangu Party, was relatively strong, but when you think of it in Australian terms, the Pangu Party never had more than about one quarter or one fifth of the seat. So putting together governments in Papua New Guinea requires an enormous amount of coordination and urging and talking to other leaders, and putting coalitions together is something that Somare was, a master at.
It was confusing, actually. I don't know a lot of people really understood just what independence was about, and I think there was a lot of apprehension about the country, this time.
There was a real reluctance from many of the Highlands provinces to move that rapidly to independence, because the Highlands was opened up, to the outside world much, much later than the coastal areas. The most memorable was covering changes of government. But also, I suppose, some of the big stories that I covered up here involved natural disasters. I got up to cover the volcanic eruption in Rabaul, which was just absolutely extraordinary.
36 hours of violent volcanic activity has left most of Rabaul covered by a thick layer of ash.
Tsunami that hit Itapi, near the border with Irianjaya, was caused enormous devastation. You could see that people who had lost not only lives of their loved ones, but everything else as well, had just been swept away. It's got enormous natural resources, Papua New Guinea, and one of the greatest natural resources it's got, of course, are its people. It is just so diverse. It's just, you know, I think the most interesting place on Earth.